Today, Shir Mishabriyani is seen in Tafnun Hey. We are up to the Ramah, and in the middle of the Ramah in Sif Aleph. And just before we start the Ramah, I want to point out something. Yesterday, we already started learning the halachas of Mayim Shalanu, that we require that water that was drawn from the wells, from springs, and even rivers, have to rest overnight. And according to the Ramah, the ideal time is right before Bein HaShemashos, not to actually wait for Bein HaShemashos. And the Poskim, just want to point out, the Poskim actually discuss what about if you want to just draw the water out, not have the water rest overnight, but instead of having the water rest and having Mayim Shalanu that way, just go ahead and cool off the water, since the whole idea of Mayim Shalanu is the water is too warm, so just go ahead and put it in the freezer, put the water in the fridge, add ice cubes, so both the Rav Yashiv and others, the Tshuvas Or LeZion, they point out that no, you cannot go ahead and utilize these artificial means of cooling the water. Rav Yashiv explains that we don't know exactly how the process of leaving it over helps and aids and abets and assures that the matzah will not become chametz because it's too warm, etc. And therefore, we should not just go ahead and cast aside this principle of Mayim Shalanu. It will not be satisfied with artificial way of cooling the water. So we continue on in Ramah. Yesh l'shov ha-mayim kishachal Pesach be'achad b'Shabbos, a situation where Pesach falls out on Motzei Shabbos, Sunday. So the lacha is that yesh l'shov ha-mayim or shlosha asar. One should go ahead and draw the water on the 13th at night, the hainu b'leil chamishi, that is the Thursday night before comes the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yudal yesh l'shov. So he says as follows, like, what's going on over here? We're going to see later on that according to the Shulchan Aruch, what you do is, on a situation where Yom Tov of Pesach falls down on Sunday, you bake the matzahs on Friday. So if that's the case, then obviously you have to go ahead and put the water to rest on Thursday night in order to go ahead and bake it on Friday. So he points out as follows. The Fi Mashiach HaZav HaChaber B'Simon Tov Nun Ches is a Sif Katan Yudalot. According to the Bechaber, which we're going to see later on in Tafnun Ches, the Omar Ba'asar Shechal Yosh B'Shabbos, in a case when Pesach falls out on Motzei Shabbos and Erev Pesach is the 14th. So, Lashem Erev Shabbos, Bechaber, according to his opinion, that you go ahead and knead and bake the matzah on Erev Shabbos, ain't Rabusa Klal, there's no Chiddush in what the Ramah is telling us. Obviously, he's going to have to go ahead and put the water to rest for Mayim Shalanu on Thursday night. However, he says, "Dibre Balagah Nemar," and the Balagah, the Ramah here, is being said, "La'osan," according to those that are no way lefos b'lo Pesach Motzei Shabbos k'mavur shom b'Torah. He's saying it according to the opinion mentioned in the Torah that there are those that are actually noyeg to actually bake the matzahs on the night of Pesach on Motzei Shabbos when Pesach falls out on Motzei Shabbos. So he's saying, according to those that are noyeg to bake the matzahs on Motzei Shabbos, still, when should you go ahead and place the water in order for it to rest overnight? You should do it on Thursday night. Comes the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Tezvav, Dahainu Belele Chamishi. You should do it the night, Thursday night. Why? Since you have a whole extra day, why can't you just put it and do it on Erev Shabbos? So he says, the Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos, Ein Yichol L'shov. Because if you wait till Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos, you can't go ahead and do the drawing. Why? Ein Shabbos Meichin L'yomtev. Because Shabbos can't be Meichin L'yomtev, and you'd be doing it on Bein HaShemashos. If Shabbos, that's going to be Hachana for the Yom Tov, which is the next night on Motzei Shabbos. That's when Yom Tov falls out. Bein HaShemashos, as we know, is Safek Shabbosu. When we vote Yom, however, he says, Samach L'Bein HaShemashos. So what about doing it, not Bein HaShemashos itself, but doing it, as the Ramah himself says, close to Bein HaShemashos, before Bein HaShemashos? That's the ideal time anyway, to go ahead and draw the water. Gam Kein Einachon, that's not proper. Shema Yacher, maybe he'll get delayed. He says Bein HaShemashos, it'll come to him doing it on Bein HaShemashos, which is a problem, according to the Ramah. Who Adin, Afa Ofen B'Leil Yom Tov Sheni. It says the same halacha would apply to those who bake matzahs in Chutz La'aretz on the night of the second night of Pesach. Right, Yom Tov Sheni, you have the mitzvah of matzah derabanan on the second night, second the Seder. So he says there too, asur l'shov b'nei shemashos Yom Tov Rishon. Then you wouldn't be able to go ahead and draw the water for the baking of the matzahs on the second night of Pesach on b'nei shemashos of Erev Pesach of Yom Tov Rishon, because once again, in Yom Tov mechin chaveru, one Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov, you can't go ahead and be mechin and prepare for the next Yom Tov. That's asur. That's why whenever we have a 2-day Yom Tov, you can't go ahead and start cooking and preparing for the next day until Yom Tov Rishon, until the first day is done. So he says, so therefore you'd have to, in such a situation, if you're going to be baking the matzahs for the Seder night, the second night, in Chutz La'aretz, and you're actually baking the matzahs at night, again, most people don't do this, you would have to go ahead and draw the water, or la'abasa, the night before, namely the night of Bedikas Chametz, that's when you'd have to go draw the water if you're going to bake the matzahs on the second night of Pesach. Now what happens if a person in a situation, let's go back to our case, you have to go ahead and you have to draw the water on the night, right before Yom Chamishi, or Be'er Shemesh Yom Chamishi for Motzei Shabbos. That's when he's supposed to draw it, and that's supposed to wait till Friday. He says, if you forgot, and Yachal Shov, you could go ahead and still draw it on Erev Shabbos, itself, like Nibod Yom, by day, Friday, Afilu Bi'od Yom Gadol, you could do it even when the day is, you know, still, there's a significant amount of day left, even though normally you're supposed to wait till Be'er Shemeshos, but here we don't want you waiting close to Be'er Shemeshos, because you might go into Be'er Shemeshos, and be Mechin. So in this situation, if you forget to do it when you're supposed to on Thursday night, you could do it sometime on Friday by day, not too close to Be'er Shemeshos. And all this, who I didn't let show for Korban Pesach, same would apply to those people, even when they bake many days before Pesach, not only on Pesach. If Kishofen Biyom Rishon, what happens if they are baking on a Sunday? Right, you're baking in the matzah factory on Sunday. So if you're going to be making a lot of matzahs on that Sunday, so if whatever you're baking on Sunday, you have to make sure to go ahead and lechatchila put the water to rest overnight on the Thursday night before. With the Eved, you could go ahead and do it on Erev Shabbos by day, on Friday by day. What happens if you forgot to do it Friday by day? Then you can go ahead and, if you have to, you can have a non-Jew go ahead and draw the water on Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos itself. And there are those that actually, in a bit to be Eved situation, allow one to go ahead, even by himself, to draw the water Bein HaShemashos itself. Again, this is a interesting situation, and parsha of drawing for the next night, Bein HaShemashos, which is Hachana, and Hachana is the Rabbanan, so what's the issue of Bein HaShemashos? Anyway, so it comes out that the Chatchila, you should always try to set up the Mayim Shalanu. If you're going to be baking on Sunday for whatever reason, you should try to go ahead and set it up, the Mayim Shalanu, to start on the Thursday night, to have it messed overnight Thursday night, and if you forget, then better Friday by day, and then if you forget even Friday by day, if you're doing a Bein HaShemashos, you should have ideally a guy do it. And if not, there are those that are actually not there doing it in HaShemashos itself. We move on now in the Rama. He says, "Chakila yesh l'shov ana aros lo min aberos." Because the chakila wants to go ahead and draw from rivers and not from the wells. Mishnah Berura sifkat n'tezayin min ana aros v'nei shachama ma'alechas. Like we said, since the sun is ma'alechas biyom nisan tachas hakarka, since the sun in the days of Nisan are under the ground, warm it up, warm up the wells and the springs. Achena beiros roskin, since therefore the wells are hotter ksas, the roskin ksas, they're somewhat hot, warm. Mashen came not as opposed to the rivers. Nehi the makom neviasa hangos. But even though where the water initially flows from might be warm because it comes from a well or whatever, but mikol makom or spring, mikol makom kishenimshachu neirachok miskarim. Still, when they travel over a long period, they cool down. When they travel to where you are going and drawing it from in the river, so therefore it's cooler. However, the Ramah continues, "Kishanaros gedolos meafsharos shlagim gushamim." However, if the rivers are, overflowing and they're very big now, large from the melting snow and rain, so you have now an overflowing river and things like that, and that's all from the melting snow. So then he says, then it's Tov Yosel Lishov Min Averos. Then it's better to go ahead and draw from the wells. What's the pshat? Look at the Mishnah Berura. Sipan Yidzayin. Me'afshara Shlagim. When the rivers swell from the melting of the snow, the Oz Mei Be'eros Miskarin Yosemi. In that situation, the Mei Be'eros are even cooler than the actual rivers. Why? The Benisa Lachamim Aleches Baharim. Because in the Nisan, the sun is also up there and beating down on the mountains. Kedei Lefasher Ashlagim. In order to go ahead and to melt the snow, Vehein Nasu Toshin becomes, the water, the snow starts getting warm and starts getting like lukewarm water. Back to the Rama, the English spoke Mayim Shalanu, Mikoach Meis, Otkufa Anufelas. So there used to be this halacha that people were very makbid on, and that is to, if you have water that was around when a mace died in the city, so people would go ahead and what people are supposed to do, what you're supposed to do, is pour out the water that are in Kalin in the town where the mace died. So what he's saying, if you have a mace situation that normally the man is pouring out the water, you don't do this when you're dealing with Mayim Shalanu. You keep the Mayim Shalanu and you don't pour it out. Same thing if you're dealing with a Tekufa Hanofeles. So if there's a time of the Tekufa, so there the Mayim, the water that's also not in its place, like it's not in the river, but it's in Kalim, the Mayim Tushim. So at a time when the Tekufa falls, when the solstice, the equinox, whatever it is, falls, so the idea that there's some type of sakana and you have to pour out the water. So you're supposed to pour out the water. But here, once again, if it's dealing with Mayim Shalanu, you're not going to pour out the water. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. What's the reason? Sukkot Yuches, Ve'en Lishpoch, to show me mitzvah. To show me mitzvah, lo yeda davar ra. Someone who keeps and follows the mitzvahs of Hashem, he doesn't have to worry about any dangers that would be caused by not pouring out the water. The lav dafka the matzah mitzvah, and is not only true for matzah mitzvah, which is mamish the mitzvah, mekayim the mitzvah matzah. Who had the b'shar matzah shetarach b'pesach? The truth is, even for the other matzahs that you need to eat on Pesach, that's also begeder mitzvah, because otherwise the only other bread you can eat is chametz. Obviously, this is, might not be the mitzvah of achilas matzah, but it's still a mitzvah to go ahead and make matzahs to have to eat, and therefore you don't pour out the mayim shalanu in these scenarios. We come and go meshal lovekal lasig mayim achayim shalanu. However, since it's easy to go ahead and get other mayim that was lanu, and wasn't mayim that was lanu in a shchuna of where a mace died or where that was around when the tkufa fell, so then nachon lasos came b'shar matzos. It's appropriate, okay, to go ahead and when it comes to the non mitzvahs of matzah, you should for sure go ahead and get other mayim and not use this mayim when you're dealing with the other matzahs. Mayim shehechim matzahs mitzvah. But however, the water that you actually drew for matzahs mitzvah and you went ahead and you took it out, shehechim matzahs mitzvah, ein nachal neshachan, it would be inappropriate to pour it out and use other water. Afim efshar lo bekal, even if it's easy for him, lahasig mayim achayim, to get other water. Why? Because it's nireh the mezalzel, the mashakasim. It appears that you're being mezalzel in this principle that comes from the pasuk in Koheles of shomer mitzvah, lo yeda davara, someone who keeps and follows the mitzvahs, he does not have to worry about these bad things happening. Okay, obviously, you have to know when this principle applies, not talking about when there's outright sakanas nefashis. So the Ramah continues, even though you don't pour out the water in these areas, still, he says, tov l'chadchila lasim behem barzel, l'chadchila, you would go ahead and put in the metal that is usually what's done in order to, minimize any of the damage caused by the tkufa hanof. And so you put the barzel in there. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. You test tov lechachila. And he says, hainu kodem sha tkufa nofelas. That means before the tkufa actually falls, I mean before the solstice, the equinox, whatever it's called, occurs, you go ahead and you put this barzel, sifkat mechaf barzel, in the water. V'ikach barzel chadash. You should take a new piece of metal, o naki, or clean, the yislav v'mishichat ochamayim, and you should hold it in the water and place it in the water by holding onto a string. Yado tochmayim. You shouldn't put your hands in the water because your hand should not go in the water that's used for the matzahs. Shayad mechamim amayim, because your hand warms up the water. V'shayim osashana, and the rest of the year yaniach melech o chosam. During the rest of the year, you don't put in metal, you put in salt, or you seal it, and those are other techniques to allow you to go ahead and utilize that water when that tkufa is falling. You don't want to spill it out. We continue on in the Ramah. Gam asur lishov mayim al yidei ein yehudi lematzah shel mitzvah. It's also asur to go ahead and draw the water for matzah's mitzvah with a guy, having a guy, non-Jew, do it for you. And he says, after shar matzahs, and even for other matzahs, besides the matzahs of the mitzvah, Yishav Yisrael and Mefshar, you should have a Jew, if possible, go ahead and draw it out. Because you don't need a Jew to draw it out, as like you need for the matzah shal mitzvah, but it's still preferable. What's the chiluk? What's the difference? What's the halacha? So comes the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nechaf Aleph, Gam Aser, Lishov, it's Aser to do the She'iva. You should not draw out the water with a non-Jew, the Nachshirei Mitzvah, because this is the prep for the Mitzvah. He says, however, to Rak Lechatchila. It's just Lechatchila. If a non-Jew did it, it's still going to be good water for the matzah, even though a non-Jew drew it. And even though we're going to see later on that when you're supposed to say, when you draw the water, it's a shame, it's a matzah, obviously it's not ma'akev in the lishma of the matzah of mitzvah, but lechatchila, the non-Jew should not be going ahead and drawing the water for the matzah mitzvah. So machshirei mitzvah, he says. And then the Rama said, even for other matzahs that aren't shal mitzvah, you shouldn't have a non-Jew do it. Why? What's the issue? What's the problem? Why can't a non-Jew draw the water? I'm not talking about matzah mitzvah. He says, mishum shalo yitei lesochol chametz, so that he will not go ahead and put chametz in the water. Chas v'shalom. He says, still, we're not too makbed. It's only preferable. Why? Because the minhag is anyway to go ahead and to filter out the water that we use for the matzah. Back to the Rama. So he says, v'noagin litol mayim yichadim lematzah shel mitzvah. He says the minhag is to take and draw the water from the well or wherever you're drawing it from, specifically designated the matzah shel mitzvah. You should take it out, the shame matzah shel mitzvah. You shouldn't just draw the water, it should be drawn out, the shame matzah shel mitzvah. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivka Chav Gimel. V'yoymer b'shasa shiva, and you should actually say when you're drawing it out, the shame matzah shel mitzvah. This is the shame for, this is being done for the matzahs of mitzvah that we can be the mitzvah of achilas matzah with. Finally, the Ramah ends, v'noagin likach kli cheres chadashim, v'en l'shanos ha-minar. The minag is, when you're using clay cheres to draw out water for the matzahs, it should be new clay cheres, and you should not deviate from the minhag. Aval b'shal eitz, but if you're using a kli of eitz to draw out the water, ein lahakbid, you do not have to be makbid and concerned. You can even use an old kli of eitz. Obviously, it has to be clean, but it can be old. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot nechavdal, kli cheres chadashim, aval lo yishlam, and not old ones. Afilu lima yishal pesach, even if these were specifically used the year before for Pesach, you should use new earthenware. If you're using earthenware, they should be new. Why? Atam de kli cheres yishanim neisi, because old clay cheres from a year ago even is a little ichy, disgusting. Ve'ein ze hider, it's not a hider mitzvah of when you're drawing the water for the mitzvah. Zivkan chafei b'shel eitz. When you're using a kli of eitz, then it could be old. Vuadin shel evan. It could also be the same thing would be if you're using a stone kli to draw the water, or kli cheres, or even a earthenware kli, if it's mitsupin, if it's glazed, like shikorn glazert, even if it's glazed, vinei kolze dafka shalonish tamish b'hem al maim avad. He says when we talk about being able to use a kli eitz and even an old one, this is only if the kli was not used before for anything but water. But if the kli was filled with fruit juices and other types of drinks, aval ima yavah hem made peros, if you had fruit drinks in there, perish. In this context, he says kol amashkin. Any type of beverage, chutz mimayim, except for pure water, nekroyim neperes is considered like, for this halacha, like fruit juice, lenin zeh. And therefore, there's a concern, because the concern is that neperos will go ahead and be in the walls, or be in there, and it will mix into the water, and will enable the water to leaven the dough quicker, which is not good. That's what he says, totally zayish lo lishobo, you should not go ahead and use a kli that has been used for meperos ella in ken higilam mikodem. Unless you went ahead and you kashered it, boiling water first, and got out any of the blia of the meperos in it. Lefisha meperos, shusare ma'at nehem ma'im. If any of the meperos, even the blias of it, extracts into the water, it's going to be maharin ha'ma'im la'achmitz. It's going to go ahead and speed up the leavening of the dough, shenilosha behemid that you're needing. Kamo shizbar b'sim and tafsam l'chbez. Like we'll see in Simon Tav Samach Beis, about when we get to the lachas regarding the May Peros, Upshita the Roy Lesor Mash Alochin Chavios Gedolos Shemachzikin Ben Dvashu Dichnosam. And for sure, you should aser using these big barrels that had honey in them. And even if you go ahead and rinse them, it's going to be a problem, because then when Simon Bahem Mayim, people go ahead and they would put water in these barrels afterwards for matzos for the matzos that you're making in the, you fill up these big barrels that had honey, and even though you rinsed it. And now you're using the water that's in these barrels in the matzah factory, in the Beis Afia. It's an Isser Gomer who the matzah that make peros. That's an Isser Gomer for sure. These big barrels that make peros is going to go ahead and extract it into the water, and it's going to enable the dough to chas v'shalom leaven quicker and become chametz. Well, chachila told the zayish l'lishov the clean choshes. Chachila, you shouldn't even draw with a clean choshes, with a bronze kli Afilu chadash, even if it's brand new, fishan and choshes, mechamim, because mechoshes, bronze, and some say even other metals, will warm it up. Above the evid, it's still going to be okay, even if you use a bronze cleat to draw the water out, and to bafilin shtau harbe yom, and even if after you draw it out, it stays many days, besocho hamayim, it stays in this bronze cleat for many days, still mutal alush b'hem, but the evid, you'll be able to go ahead and need with it. Bafilin chadchila nogin, hetel alush b'klein hachoshes, and lechadchila, one can even go ahead and knead with metal utensils. Ein nizarin, the only thing that we nizarin is lechadchila shelo l'show b'mem b'mayim. You shouldn't go ahead and draw with water with them. Shemayim svichin sin in laila echad, because the water requires it cooling off for one night. Ukishehem b'klein nechoshes, and when we're in these copper kelim, ein nistanin b'klein nechoshes k'mo b'shar kelim. We know it doesn't cool off like it does in other kelim, but again, the eved, even if you use klein nechoshes, and even if it stayed in the klein nechoshes, but the eved, it can be used. Adkan.